N10, brought to you by Muswell Hill Media.
Welcome back to the N10 show. On this week, eclectic jewellery from Tomfoolery.
This is a designer called Maria Francie. She uses doublets. So that's a cut of a stone, and then she has a crystal cut on top to reflect the colours of the stone through the crystal.
And indie film night at the Hideaway Bar in Tufnell Park.
When I first heard this film, I thought it was really interesting. Like I said, I haven't really been to these kind of films before, so it's a great opportunity.
It's just really open and kind of joyous, you know, there's no pretension at all.
You're listening to The N10 Show with me, LJ. First, some news. Plans for a huge new housing development on the St Luke's Hospital site have now been revealed. The six-acre site on Woodside Avenue was bought earlier this year for £26 million by Housing Association Hanover. The group planned to build 30 new homes based on a co-housing community model with a number of shared facilities. The majority of the site has been earmarked for the over-55s looking to downsize. Parking charges in Muswell Hill have infuriated traders. They say the increase from £1.40 to £3 per hour is crippling business. Chris Oswald from Crocodile Antiques has been out campaigning in order to lobby Haringey Council to reverse the increase.
All the shops have been suffering for like a whole year and a half now since the parking charges got almost doubled. Well, more than doubled, actually. We've all kind of noticed a lack of customers and yes, partly because of the recession, but it certainly doesn't help to double the cost of the parking. When you are in a recession, it almost should be the other way around, shouldn't it? So I've written to Lynn Featherston. Her office have written back saying that they support the campaign. I had an idea that if we could give Lynn as much ammunition as possible in the form of a massive, massive petition, hopefully signed by 5,000 people, that's what I'm kind of aiming for, then, you know, the council won't be able to sort of turn around and pretend that we're in some kind of fanatical minority.
This Saturday sees the return of Muswell Hill Market in its new venue, the Village Pub, on the Broadway. Stalls hosted by local designers, makers, bakers and artisans will be open and ready for business from 12 o'clock till 5pm this Saturday, the 13th of October. Tomfoolery on Forters Green Road has welcomed a new owner. Well, not so new really, since Laura Kay has been working there since she was 15. Charlotte Murray paid her a visit to find out more.
I'm so pleased to be here. I have been in recently and had a look at your amazing collections, and I'm very excited to hear a bit more about it. You're now doing the buying, I presume.
I've been here for coming up to a year now, but I've always worked here since I was about 15 years old. And my background is fashion and styling. And I'm kind of having more and more of choice on our buying decisions. I still have a lot to learn because I want to buy everything I love. And it's very hard to say no to some things, even though you absolutely adore them.
So you've taken over from your parents?
I have, yes. My mum is here on Mondays, and then I've got two lovely girls working with me for the rest of the week.
Where do you find all this amazing and very eclectic jewellery?
We go to trade shows in Paris, where I've just been this weekend, and we go to trade shows in New York, and there are some fantastic trade shows also in London, but some people also find us, so it's just kind of working out more about where they have their collections made, because we also want to support British designers. So 80% of our collections are British and everything is handmade.
Is it possible for jewellers in the area or in Britain to come and see you, or are you quite sort of exclusive about who you see?
A lot of people approach us, but we always say to them, you know, send us some images or send us your website so we can review their collections. Say whether we have something too similar, or we want to make sure that every person here stands out from each other. Otherwise, you know, you're just going to have collections looking like each other the whole time. So that's why we kind of want to have a mix of mediums, and we have quite a huge variety of materials, and we don't want to stick to one kind of cliche of design.
So can we have a look around? Yeah. Would that be all right? Oh, I'm so excited. Oh, I did see a really big ring the other day. Which one was I looking at the other day? That big.
I think this one here.
It's huge and it's purple.
This is a designer called Maria Franci. She uses doublets. So that's a cut of a stone, and then she has a crystal cut on top to reflect the colours of the stone through the crystal. It's almost a way of wearing a very big stone without kind of having to go for the full thousands and thousands of pounds. It's got a very organic look to it. All her work is framed in 18 karat yellow gold, and then she'll kind of add faceted stones or diamonds around the rings to kind of accentuate the kind of wackiness of her designs.
Oh, it is really wacky. And then you've got some other pieces that are quite delicate and very sweet.
Yes, and up here we have Sophie Harley. She's a very well-known West London-based designer. She did all the jewellery for the James Bond film, which Eva Green wore, a very big piece of hers. And she makes, I mean, she does this lovely, dangly little kind of disc earrings or tiny little studs for second holes if people wear different earrings, or layered rings, and very kind of charm-esque, but in a very sophisticated way.
Lovely. And it sounds like that you take a lot of pride in knowing as much as you possibly can about each designer that you buy from.
Yeah, it's very important to us. I think people always ask us, oh, do you not supply a piece of paper about the jeweller? But we would rather stand with our customer and have a conversation about them.
Well, lovely. Thank you so much, Laura. It's been wonderful looking around your amazing shop. So everyone needs to come in and see you to be educated about the amazing pieces that you've got here.
Thank you so much, Charlotte. It's been lovely speaking to you.
That was Charlotte with Laura Kay.
Travelwise on Fortiscreen Road has just launched their new website.
My name is Kim Hart and I am the director of Travelwise on Fortiscreen Road, Muswell Hill.
I have been the director for 5 years and I've worked here for 19 years.
We offer a worldwide service. We specialise very much in tailor-made holidays. We tend to put together things that people can't do on the internet. A lot of people come in and they say, I've been driving myself nuts on the internet trying to find something, and you say, well, why didn't you just come in here? Plus we kind of know exactly what it is that you're after. So for example, we have anything from a group of 40 people wanting to take over an entire Indian Ocean island with private yachts, etc., all the way down to family holidays at Club Med and also city breaks, like anything at all. I think it's really important to have a website presence these days, because you've got to kind of keep ahead of the game. You've got to kind of be a fixture out there on the internet. So people need to be able to have a look at your website to give an idea or an impression as to what your company is all about. And I think that our new website very much puts that across.
If you'd like a website like travelwiseuk.com, contact Muswell Hill Media for a quote on 020 8815 9965 or email info@muswellhillmedia.co.uk.
And now to Indie Night at the Hideaway Bar, run by film company Brainhound Films. You may remember we covered their Independent Film Awards night back in July. Well, every first Tuesday of the month they run a film night, so we sent our reporter Stephen down to find out what goes on.
I had originally planned to go down to Brainhound's short film night to interview the organisers about the event and their production company. I was expecting to speak to maybe two or three people, but as the evening went on, the bar began to fill up more and more, with a mixture of filmmakers, directors, producers, actors, composers, and animators. The huge turnout is a testament to the hard work that Brainhound have put into building up a community of film lovers in North London.
Hi, my name is Victoria, and I'm an actor, and my boyfriend is Mark Brown, and we run the Brainhound Film Night together. I'd say on average we show 5 to 6 films a night, and the maximum length I would say is about 15 minutes per film. Although that can be extended if it's particularly good.
Anyone can enter. I mean, we did show a Brainhound film every month for 13 months, but then we ran out of our own films. So, we've always shown everyone's films.
We set this up primarily so that we could make new contacts for the Cannes Film Festival, where we like to take our work and obviously make new contacts in Cannes. And we just wanted to have a platform to be able to show our work and like-minded filmmakers who we've met in Cannes and in London.
I mean, almost everyone here is in some form or another in the film industry. and on some level or another, you know, either starting out or reasonably established or, you know, in between.
The film screening takes place downstairs at the Hideaway Bar, and Mark says the turnout is always high and continuing to grow each month.
So we usually get between 35 and 60, depending on, yeah, weather and World Cups and Olympics and various things like that, you know. So we did rather well over the summer, though. I thought we were going to have a bit of a sag. I think the beginning of the summer, a bit low, but generally...
So there was a lot going on in London around that time.
Yeah, it was difficult to get people down, but we still did all right.
People just recommend it to everybody and anybody, and Jim at the bar, he's a great support to all of us. Yeah, so it's always a delight and a surprise to see who comes through the door.
It's quite hard to get your films showcased in anywhere reasonable with a decent amount of people there. And so, you know, I'd like to think I'm just a bit more easygoing than the average film night, and it's easier to get on here. If you turn up and just say, can I put my film on, I'll probably say yes.
There's a sort of little weird North London network building up of a few film nights here and there. It's like Moore's Bar, Feast on Film, and then there's the Snake Gully nights, or afternoons rather, because they do it all day. And so we're all good mates.
But it's not just filmmakers who come along to support nights like this.
My name's John Elliott. I compose music for film, and I record and perform my own music sort of around the country as well in my spare time.
So how did you get involved with the Brainhound night here tonight specifically?
I met them just before the Cannes Film Festival this year. They had sort of a night that they put on for sort of people who were going to Cannes with a film. And I composed some music for a short film that was in Cannes this year, so... I found out about this night and thought it'd be nice to meet some people who were going from London, came down. It turns out to be just the most sort of open and warm kind of atmosphere to sort of meet people. The whole reason they do it, I think, is so that they can kind of make connections with other filmmakers, which is a great thing, and they show some films as well, which are always good.
Some of the people here tonight have been working with Brainhound for some time and attend all of their monthly film nights.
My name's Natasha Marberger. I'm a film producer. And I met the Brainhound guys about a year ago, and we started working on a feature film project together. So that's why I'm here, and I come to all the Brainhound nights. It's always the same people that come regularly, but then there's also more people who they bring, and then there's always new filmmakers who submit their films, and you kind of get a really good... Everyone just keeps coming back.
I also spoke to some filmmakers who show their own work at the events, including one animator who's here tonight for the first time.
My name's Alex. I'm a filmmaker, and I've got to know the people who run Brainhound just from coming to their film nights and meeting them at Cannes Film Festival, and they're just very friendly, welcoming people and really nurturing of like local filmmakers.
Well, my name is Kingman Cheng, and I am down here to showcase an animation of mine. And I am an illustrator and animator by trade, so at the end of the night, I worked together with The Little Unsaid on a music video co-produced by Alex Horswell. And so this is the first time that this animation has been screened, and I'm quite excited.
It's a brilliant place to get feedback, actually, it's great. I don't want to say safe, because that seems like, you know, you don't really get any proper kind of feedback or criticism, but it's friendly at the same time as, you know, people give really good insight as into, you know, what you're doing.
When I first heard this film, I thought it was really interesting. Like I said, I haven't really been to these kind of films before, so it's a great opportunity.
It's just really open and kind of joyous, you know. There's no pretension at all, and yet everyone who brings their films here, you know, they're bringing something really great to the table. You know, they're all very, very talented people, but there's no competitive vibe or I don't know, animosity. It's just, you know, pure and warm and open. It's great.
That was Brainhound Film Night at the Hideaway Bar in Tufnell Park. And if you'd like to find out more about going along, you'll find a link on n10show.com, and you'll also find the piece we did in July, which is some clips of some of the films that won awards. And that's all we have for this week. My thanks to Laura Kay and the guys at Brainhound Films. Charlotte, Steve and I will be back next week. Until then, you can check out all the details from this week's interviews online at n10show.com. And if you'd like to follow us or have any comments, you can post on the website, or you can follow us on Twitter at MuswellHM. Till next week, goodbye.
N10, brought to you by Muswell Hill Media.